Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In the case of your unfortunate demise, are you an organ donor? Our next guest says there is a critical need for organ donations, and that's why his company focuses on developing products for that market, and why SCRA's entrepreneurial program, SC Launch, invested $200,000 in his company earlier this year. John Bruins is founder and CEO of Global Transplant Solutions, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Duncan, South Carolina. John, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
I was introduced to the human organ transplant market back in 2008. I immediately fell in love with it and noticed that there was a need for more companies to get involved in developing products here for multiple reasons. And so I founded Global Transplant Solutions based on the need of the market to have more alternatives and more options in the supply of the products they use. And the products that Global Transplant Solutions focuses on initially are what are called organ preservation solutions. And these are very specialized solutions developed back in the 80s and 90s that are designed to maintain the viability of a human organ once it's been procured out of a donor. So that is what we do.
And so these are chemical solutions that you have purchased the rights to produce?
Correct. We have partnered with a manufacturer out of Bergamo, Italy, called Solf, who is a family-run, sterile ISO GMP manufacturing facility that dedicates themselves to making sterile solutions. So they got involved in the manufacturing back in early 2000s. And one of the things about organ preservation solutions, when you look at it, there are many that are used. There are about six. And they're all represented by different companies. Some solutions are indicated for use in things like kidneys and livers. Other ones are specific for hearts and lungs. And they're all managed by separate companies. And I noticed when I was in the market that that was not very efficient. And it caused companies to compete with each other in a market that is dedicated to saving lives. And I noticed that that wasn't in the best benefit of the organ procurement professionals, the transplant professionals, or more importantly, the people waiting for an organ. So when I got introduced to Solf in Italy, they make all of these solutions. That allows me to go into the organ transplant market with a portfolio of products that we can customize to the needs of the individual organ procurement organizations. There are 57 organ procurement organizations located throughout the United States, primarily around large metropolitan areas. There is one in Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, walk us through your transition from employee to entrepreneur, how that progressed.
It was kind of a simple transition because I was involved, but I wanted to be more involved, and I knew this market needed some support and needed some help. The opportunities here put all the experience I've had, 40 years of pharmaceutical and biotech experience, put it to work in this market, and let's make a difference.
Talk about your introduction to SC Launch and their investment into your company.
Sure. And that, again, came around serendipitously because I was, before I got involved in transplant, I was trying to develop another product for an entirely different market, and this was a very difficult product to develop. So I went out to all the states in the United States who have economic development initiatives in healthcare to see if I could raise some money. And I came across people in Arizona and Pennsylvania and all the big healthcare biotech centers, California and Massachusetts, and started to figure out how I could raise money through that state-based system. And I just happened to call South Carolina because I'm a graduate of Clemson. I'm from Connecticut, but I was recruited to come to Clemson to play soccer. And so I came to South Carolina, and as I was looking at these states, and I was very much looking at North Carolina because of Research Triangle and all that, I thought, you know what, I know South Carolina, I think I'll give them a call. And I was shocked at SC Launch and the people within Columbia Economic Development who glommed on to this opportunity and said, come, be here, we'll help.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks.
John Bruins is founder and CEO of Global Transplant Solutions, based in Duncan, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.